This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want to throw this out there. I'm going to take over things because Wojo is, you know, having ill effects of his impossible burger.
You're about to have him too, pal.
I need to know this, all right? So we've heard now two rumblings, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That Comerica Park might decide to do the smart thing and move the fences in. Forever, players, managers, fans have bitched about the way too far fences at Comerica Park. So Dusty Baker made a comment the other day talking to the media saying, I'm told, I've heard, Comerica Park's going to move the dimensions in. Then,
which we don't know if that's true, but he
Kirk Gibson also made a remark about it on Bally's, that essentially saying he, too, heard that maybe the dimensions are being moved in. I don't know if they're getting moved in. All I know is that you should move them in. And for all the people that want to say, oh, toughen up, build a team to complement your ballpark. Oh, if you really look at the stats, it's not really that hard to hit homers at Comerica. How about you just do what everybody wants? Bring in the damn fences, make the players happy, make the fans happy, and don't wreck the careers and confidence of Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson. Because I truly believe, even though you had those two comments, you also had a Riley Green shot that would have been out in 28 of 30 ballparks.
Right.
And everybody on Twitter is like, oh, Riley just got Comerica parked.
He did.
It's ridiculous.
Now, and here's the thing, and I know what people are going to say, because I agree with you. Bring the damn fences in. But I have a plan to make this work for everybody. But I'm already going to cut off the responses at the knees, because people are going to say, like, not any more home runs are hit there than or fewer home runs are hit there than other, or hitters park. Yet Comerica Park does have fewer home runs hit there. It doesn't have fewer runs scored because there are so many singles that become doubles or doubles that become triples with the wide alleys. And the Tigers have been bad for a while. It is a poor home run park. 420 feet to center field, 370 to left center, 365 to right center. Riley Green hit one 424. Yesterday.
And it did not go out.
No, because it's 420 to the fence,
right.
So they're factoring in if it no fencer, it had landed on the ground
right.
4 feet beyond it. So 424, and this put me over the top, and I've always been over the top, because I think the argument against it is dumb. Like, just learn to hit better.
But why?
Build your team to the park. Okay, but you got to play 81 games in other parks, too, and it doesn't work that way. I don't think it has helped the pitching at all. Yeah, it certainly helped the pitching when they had Hall of Fame pitchers. But listen to this. I was reading in Chris McCoskey's article. StatCast data. I have data here.
All right.
Shows that since 2015 that balls hit in the majors since 2015 that went 410 feet and weren't home runs.
Okay.
So since 2015.
In all of Major League Baseball.
In all of baseball.
So in the last 7 years in all of Major League Baseball.
There have been 55 outs recorded where the ball was hit 410 feet.
And how many of those balls were at Comerica Park?
Of those 55 outs, 26 were hit by the Tigers, not just in Comerica Park, by the Tigers. And everybody says that Robbie Grossman, Miguel Cabrera, Victor Martinez,
Nick Castellanos.
And you say, well, shut up and quit whining. Just, okay, forget your whole, if you're anti-player, you don't want them whining. Just like with the shift, why don't they just adjust? Well, it doesn't work, and now the rule is changing next year, as it should. And this should change, too, because whether or not you believe they're being whiny or whether or not you think they should be able to hit it just a few feet further, it clearly gets in their heads. And I think right from the start of this season, it was in Javi Baez's head that when he would hit some to the wall and then he can't stop swinging because he's desperate not to be stuck at 13 home runs when he was brought here after hitting 27 home runs. It gets in. Juan Gonzalez ran away because it got in his head.
Take it a step
further. Why do you bother? Why do you hurt your team that way?
I can't prove this, but you could speculate that if you have a big-time free agent that's willing to come to Comerica Park.
I agree with you.
One of the things that might deter him from coming to Detroit are your freaking dimensions.
So now you have the worst offense perhaps in the history of baseball. You have no sluggers ever. When you do have sluggers, they leave. J.D. Martinez, do you think that might have been part of it? I know he didn't want to go through a rebuild, right? But he left. And he had lots of home runs taken away. Cabrera has complained about it, but it's hard to complain his great career. Victor Martinez. And I don't think this is just whiny ball players. I think there's some logic behind it. And Rieger, before everybody shrieks and says it's stupid, somebody already said, why? It's been there 20 years. Why would you change it? Oh, move it into 240 feet, why don't
oh,
you?
Oh, that's a good idea. I would enjoy those
Here's
homers.
Here's the answer, people. And I think it's great. And Christopher Ilitch, if you're listening, and anybody else in the Tigers organization, this is my idea, and call it the Wojo idea and implement it. You got that beautiful brick wall in center field,
sure,
which I think they like, with the shrubbery above it and the fountain and everything else. Build a fence about 20 feet in front of it.
So make it like 400 feet?
400 feet, and you got 20 feet to work with this way, and then, I don't know, maybe, what, 40 feet?
Probably more
left
than
center,
that, yeah.
More than that, for left center field to right center field. You put up, like, a plexiglass or glass, whatever, wall that people can see through. You turn that area into, like, a picnic area.
A patio
that most ballparks in the majors have. Like, Cleveland has that area behind home plate where
Chicago's
where
got
fans
one.
Are always annoying just eating while you're watching the game.
Arizona,
but whatever.
Arizona's got the pool.
You don't think, whatever it costs the Tigers to, what, throw up, and that can't be a cheap plexiglass, a nice fence.
No, it would be expensive,
okay,
obviously.
And make it whatever height to be determined. 10 feet, 12 feet, whatever. Make it still somewhat difficult. But you have 20, 25 feet further in. And whatever it costs you, do you know how much money you can make for those seats? Would you want to sit there in the seats in center field with Riley Green standing in front of you for the next 6 years or whatever, catching home run balls, having fun, drinking gins and tonics? What is wrong about that?
But you're missing the biggest thing, I think. You would want to do, like, the leather recliners.
Okay, whatever.
I say forget the patio and get
forget
some
the
really
picnic area.
Comfortable
I agree. I
recliners.
Agree.
Oh, you get the TVs. Maybe you could make some bets. It is a genius idea, and I'm totally for it. But I think you missed one quick thing.
Okay, what?
And it's not so much even what the Tigers players have said or what the fans think. The biggest factor in my mind to why you need to move the fences in, it's what every freaking ball player thinks when they come to play here. Robbie Grossman made the comments, and he got laughed at. Oh, Robbie Grossman, who's he? But he made the comments, and he believes what a lot of people believe, that he hated coming to Comerica Park because the fences and dimensions were so unfair. Now, if your reaction
to that—
And yet
he signed here.
Right, but
he didn't have
yes,
any options.
That's true. He had no
yes.
other options. But if your reaction to that is, oh, stop whining, Robbie. I mean, I guess I get it, but all these people cannot be wrong. People that do this for a living, people that play here hate it. People that play here as visitors hate it. The fans freaking hate it because you never see any homers. I mean, go look at the Tigers' ridiculous, maybe record-setting home run list right now. You got Giancarlo Stanton and Mike Judge, or Aaron Judge,
in tiny Yankee Stadium.
Still, right. But combined, they have more home runs than the Tigers, or at least almost
Why
as many home runs.
Why do you think
runs.
They have so
yes.
many home runs, besides being great players?
The other thing, too, is baseball is set up so you can use any dimensions you want. All the dimensions don't have to be the same.
No.
So have some fun.
Ballparks
take advantage of it.
All the time. Didn't Fenway Park alter their dimensions?
They did.
This year? It happens all the time. You're acting like, if you're opposed to it, you're acting like, Comerica Park is some shrine. Oh, fans just wait to go to Comerica Park to see that huge center field.
No. They're acting like, well, we have standards here in Detroit. Our fences are so long, and if you want to earn a home run, you got to hit it further than anywhere else.
Yes. Now, understand, and this was Dusty Baker and Gibby sort of mentioning this in passing. Now, as McCoskey points out, Christopher Illich said a couple of years ago that they were looking into making renovations to the stadium. That was a couple of years ago, and we're now a couple of years in, and I wonder if that is indeed what they're talking about. Beyond the fact, if you missed the stat, there have been 55 outs in Major League Baseball since 2015. 55 outs where the ball went 410 feet and was not a home run. Of those 55 outs, 26 of them were hit by Tigers. Not just in Comerica Park, by Tigers. So most of them were in Co-America's Park. Another thing, Miguel Cabrera won the Triple Crown in 2012. In 2013, he was just as good, if not better. He was one RBI shy short of winning his second straight Triple Crown, but nine home runs short. You don't think that nine home runs, that was at the height of his power. You don't think that cost him, possibly, back-to-back Triple Crowns.
It might have, but
that's not what I'm whining about, though. I'm saying, if you're a fan, wouldn't you crave to have one of those, buy some of those seats behind the Glaston fence?
Well, forget that. If you're a fan, don't you just want to see more dongs?
Well, home runs.
Yeah, well, dongs, yes. If you're a fan, you want to see more homers. I think it's that plain and simple. The other thing, too, is when you get in into the Hall of Fame, like Miguel Cabrera, Albert Pujols, whoever, nobody's saying, well, played at Coors Field his entire career. Those homers don't mean anything. Nobody's saying that. Go look at Albert
Pujols. No, I agree. You don't want that. You don't want what people say about Coors Field.
No, but I understand that. But at the end of the day, nobody's saying that, though. Nobody's going to say, well, you played your entire career at Busch Stadium, so your home run record is not as impressive as Miguel Cabrera, who had 50 less, but he played in Detroit.
We're not asking to bring it into, like, 370. Just make it homer neutral or average. And I think people are also hung up on Tiger Stadium was, what, 440 to center field with the flagpole right there in the middle. Okay, enough. It's not. I like Comerica Park fine. I actually think it's underrated, but it's not considered a baseball gem masterpiece that you can't touch. Here's a ticket text. Good point here. Yeah, I can't wait to see how many saves Soto blows in a smaller ballpark. Oy.
Well, maybe find a new closer. Just saying.
Ticket text, Wojo, good idea, I guess, but I don't think Illich is so down on his luck that he's worried about how he can recoup the cost of moving the fences. And that's just I'm just saying, if you out there think, oh, this means they're going to raise ticket prices, whatever.
Okay, you can't raise ticket prices
after
this season.
No, of course not. You can charge a decent amount, and I bet people won't mind paying a little bit of a premium for that view. I mean, that would be awesome.
Different. You can get treated properly. I would agree with you.
Yeah. 97 won the ticket.